spyware being used by intelligence organisations across the world has been found on 50,000 phones, with many identified not to be traditional surveillance targets, including journalists, human rights workers, and more. The software, developed by Israeli company the NSO Group, is called Pegasus. It targets both iPhone and Android platforms with the aim of undertaking surveillance and intelligence gathering on that device. Paul Haskell Dowland is the Associate Dean for Computing and Security for Edith Cowan University. He told me he's not entirely surprised at the malware's overreach.
When we look at the history of surveillance, it is littered with cases of what most people would consider to be inappropriate targeting. There are going to be governments who utilise this particular platform to undertake perfectly legitimate surveillance operations. Unfortunately, we then have other governments who have very different perspectives on what constitutes a legitimate investigation, particularly of journalists and those who are investigating humanitarian issues. Part of the problem is that we're dealing with a wide range of different countries who have very different moral compasses. And of course, it does raise a question of what role or responsibility the NSO Group has got. They are an Israeli government-backed organization, and of course, they are very strongly linked to the US and obviously allies around the world. Unfortunately, some of those regimes do have questionable human rights records. So I think there's definitely some questions to be asked about their safeguards, the due diligence that is performed in terms of identifying the companies that they trade with and the governments that they provide this technology to. And indeed, NSO have undertaken a number of reviews, allegedly discontinuing their services to a number of governments. And there was indications earlier this week that they will be further reviewing some of their contracts. And allegedly that will involve them giving up on some particular countries.
We also have seen high-profile whistleblower Edward Snowden saying that there should be a global moratorium on the international spyware trade. Do you think it's possible?
In this very specific case, it would be really easy, particularly for the US, to exert pressure to prevent the particular organisation involved from further selling their platform or providing any further technical support. You can deinstall or disable the current fleet of devices that are out there with this particular malware, but that doesn't prevent any other use. And inevitably, governments that do rely upon this technology will simply look for other sources. And whilst a legitimate company operating out of a relatively friendly country may be influenced or prevented from undertaking these activities in the future, inevitably, other organisations will step in and take on the technology and develop it further, whether it's legitimately or the cyber criminal fraternity coming in and stepping up their activities in this particular domain, recognising that there's huge amounts of money to be made from it, which will make it a very attractive proposition, whoever you talk to.
We saw recently the Australian government, for example, celebrating an international blitz on criminals. Was that an example of this type of software?
It's a very good example of a seemingly quite legitimate piece of investigative activity. The ANOM application is one which was designed to allow criminals to communicate in almost complete secrecy using heavily encrypted communications in a way that enabled them to feel confident enough to openly discuss very serious criminal activities. On the surface, when you look at what they've done, it was a reasonable sounding activity in which they used intelligence and tools to gather information that resulted in a massive number of criminals being arrested. So it seems on the surface to have been a very successful activity. But the reality is that what has happened there is that they have ventured into the realms of spyware. And it isn't clear how much of this was done with the aid of warrants, how much of this was actually sanctioned by the courts to happen. And when we then look at things like spyware being deployed by governments, it really does sort of fit in the same domain. And it ultimately comes down to the motive. Most governments will claim that their motives in deploying the Pegasus spyware is entirely honest and legitimate within the confines of their legal systems. just as the software and hardware combination for Anom was deployed for legitimate investigative use across the globe. But for those caught out by those apps, obviously criminals in the case of Anom, but in the case of Pegasus, potentially quite innocent journalists and other individuals will feel very differently about the fact that they were being spied upon potentially by their own governments and potentially in breach of legislation in their respective countries.
Paul Haskell Dowland, the Associate Dean for Computing and Security for Edith Cowan University.